It's early evening, shortly after the close of our last episode, when Kate Beekman tried to quit her job at the nightclub, only to have Gordy Weber threaten to expose Kate's secret to her father unless she keeps working for him. More of Kate Beekman in a few moments. First, in the neat, bare office of Police Lieutenant Halverson. The lieutenant, who's been cleaning out his desk, stops as...
All right, send him in.
Hi, Lieutenant.
Miss Street.
Hello, Don.
Sit down, Mason. Is this only a flying visit?
Well, we can perch for a moment, but only for a moment. Mr. Mason is taking me out to dinner.
Good for you.
Would you like to join us, Halverson?
Thanks, but I've got things to do.
Well, I'll only take a moment. But we have some news that will interest you.
Yeah? I just got a little news myself, but...
Well, you go ahead, Mason.
Oh, a cigarette, mister?
Yes, thanks.
Go ahead, Mason.
Suzanne Barclay's uncle just left my office.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Mr. Wallace gave me a certified check from the insurance companies, thanked me nicely for helping investigate the auto theft syndicate, and then told me to lay off.
Yeah.
Mr. Wallace doesn't want to investigate the stolen car syndicate any further.
Well, it figures.
What?
Well, the syndicate has stopped operations. That takes pressure off the insurance companies. Mr. Wallace is scared the syndicate will try to kill Suzanne before she identifies Gus, so he calls off the investigation. Passes the word he's no longer interested. And hopes that the syndicate will call it a standoff and leave his niece alone. Yeah, it figures.
You agree with Wallace?
Not exactly, Mason. Gus will never rest easy as long as Suzanne Barclay's alive. Wallace is only kidding himself. But since Mr. Wallace didn't ask me, I didn't tell him.
Mr. Mason did.
Well, did he listen to you, Mason?
No. He called me off.
Lieutenant...
Oh, just put the ashes on the floor, Mr.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe I can find you an ashtray in here somewhere. He knocked the ground out from under you, didn't he, Mason?
Yeah, I found one.
Here you are.
What do you mean, Don?
I say Wallace cut the ground out from you.
No.
No?
No. In a way, it gives us a break. Members of the syndicate will learn that the investigation is called off. They'll relax. But we'll keep digging.
Yeah, that figures, too. I should have known you won't give up.
Well, are you ready to?
Uh-uh. But,
well, I don't think so. Now, we work together undercover. As a matter of fact...
I'm out.
Out?
I was cleaning my desk when you came in. I'm going to move.
Where?
I've been transferred to homicide. Oh, in a way, it's a promotion. If you don't mind, you can skip the congratulations.
Well,
I like it. I'm crazy about it. I applied for a transfer months ago. But why did it have to happen now?
You've got an idea?
Oh, it's on the up and up, Mason. It's harder to use influence inside the department than a lot of people think.
It has happened.
I know, but this is on the square. When I got word, I went to the captain and on up to the deputy commissioner, asking to give me a little longer to finish this case.
And?
Well, those guys aren't dopes, of course. They know as well as you and I do that we only ran the syndicate underground. We didn't stop them. But they got to figure the public reaction. On the face of it, we reduced the number of auto thefts. So now we go on to something else. Just another way of saying that we quit fighting before we win.
Well, I counted on working with you, Don.
Well, maybe we'll get together on a murder case. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to do anything I can to help, Mason.
Well, as a matter of fact, you could. I would like to see your notes and files.
Sure. I'll get them all together if you really want them. Are you really going to keep going?
Oh, sure.
Well, Wallace has already paid you off. You probably won't make another cent out of the case, not even if you bust up the syndicate.
Maybe.
I'm going to tell you something, Miss Street. This fellow you work for... No, I'll tell you, Mason. What I mean to say is... Well, put it this way. I think you'd have made a pretty good cop. Maybe even a real good cop. A real good. You sit tight. I'll get my notes together for you.
Meanwhile, August Jansen, the mysterious Gus, who is a key member of the syndicate... enters the nightclub headquarters of the syndicate, starts to pass the entertainers' dressing rooms, when he sees a door open ahead of him, sees Kate Beekman step into the hall, start to walk away from him.
Oh, Kate. Kate, didn't you hear me?
Oh, hello, Gus.
I'm just going to have dinner. Come with me?
No, thank you.
Kate, you aren't still feeling bad because you didn't get your driver's license?
Driver's? Oh, no, I wasn't even thinking. I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
If something's wrong, or what is it?
I just talked to Gordy and I...
Yes? You talked to Gordian? Oh, tell me, Kate.
Nothing.
Come back with me, Katie. I'm your friend. You can tell me. Now, you come in and tell me all about it.
I told Gordy I wanted to quit my job.
What did he say?
Well, my father knew Gordy a long time ago.
Yes, Anne?
And, well, it would have hurt my father. It would hurt him terribly if he knew I'd been working for Gordy.
You haven't really been working for Gordy.
Oh, Gordy manages a nightclub. Gordy said that my father learned I've been working for him. Oh, God, I don't want that to happen. Don't you understand how it would have hurt my father?
What? Oh, yes, yes, of course, I see that. Look, tell me, Kate, how was Gordy?
How was he? Just like he always is. No. No, he wasn't. He was changed.
Yes, I thought so.
What?
I've seen him change. Gordy once got a funny idea about me.
Well, he did start to say something about you.
What?
A secret. He never said what it was. I thought he was only... Well, you know, I know he doesn't like it because you've been nice to him.
Did he tell you anything?
No, he just said he's got secrets.
Of course, he does have a secret about you, the fact you've been working for him.
No, he talked about other secrets.
About me?
Yes, but he hinted at others, bigger ones.
What?
He talked about a secret concerning someone else, somebody he called a big guy or a big fellow.
Big fellow?
Yes. I didn't know who he meant. Do you know Gus? Gus?
Huh? Oh, no, I don't. You know Gordy, Katie. He just talks. It doesn't mean anything. At least, well, it doesn't have to mean anything. It's odd, isn't it? Gordy telling you he has a secret about the big fellow?
Yes. But, Gus, I do want to quit my job. If Gordy tells my father...
Well, hello. Hi, Kate. What's the matter, Kate? Something bothering you?
Kate, that problem you mentioned, don't worry about it.
But...
Don't worry about it, and go ask Andre to fix us a table, huh? I'll join you in a moment. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Gus.
Oh, thank you, Gus.
How's the boy, Gordy?
How you doing, Gus? Hey, are you and J.T. all set to take over the important company Kate's old man works for?
We're thinking of it.
Well, ain't that nice? You know, it surprises you I know about the deal, doesn't it?
Well...
Don't be surprised, Gus. You know, if I were you, I'd get ready not to be surprised.
Would you go?
Yeah, because things are going to happen. They're going to happen fast, Gus. You could spend all your time being surprised if you don't get set.
That's a lot of talk doesn't mean anything, Gordy.
Oh, not now, Gus, but... Well, I'll be seeing you guys.
Just a moment. Speaking of surprises, J.T. wants to talk to us in your office in a minute. Yeah. That's why I got rid of Kate. I have to get rid of her, Gordy. She wants to stay close to me all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but you know how it is when a girl falls for me, Gordy. It's a long fall.
Well, maybe she won't fall. Maybe you...
Yes?
Nothing. Let's go see J.T.
No, he wants to see me first. I'll tell you when he's ready for you.
Okay, Gus. Oh, and Gus, while you're talking to him, private, I mean, while you're running me down.
Gordy, I'd never run you down.
Oh, I'm only kidding, Gus. While you're talking to him, ask him, how's the big fella?
Gordy, JT's boss is no concern of yours and mine.
I never said it was, Gus. I never said it was. I'll see you later, pal.
Yes, Gordy. We'll see you.
Long ago, Gus Jansen learned Gordy's weakness. Gordy's a guy who's got to talk. I can promise you what Gordy has just told Gus Jansen, plus what Kate Beekman told Jansen, is going to detonate an explosion in the lives of people we know and like. By all means, hear tomorrow's exciting and climactic development.